All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for this precious, very precious bloodbought opportunity to be before you all tonight. I'm Minister Charlene coming to you with a precious message. But before I go into it, I want to give the scripture that says in 3 John, verse 2, it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I've had to go to a few physicals. I went to a full body examination and found out some things that were questionable, but God is a healer. I'm walking in that healing. I'm walking in that victory. I'm walking in that encouragement. And I just want to definitely put out there to the women tonight to not be afraid to ask questions, seek a good insurance provider, make sure you have a good, thorough OBGYN, that you get your physicals, that you have physician referrals to really actually find one you feel comfortable with. Just like me, you know, focusing on eating healthier, and focusing on a healthier diet and exercise, sleep and rest. Also, make sure that you are being mindful concerning your menstrual cycles, if there's any changes in them, you know, whatever blood work and everything you need to have done, mammograms, pap smears, to check your uterus and your ovaries. Whatever it is, women, we need to check these things and have these things checked out. Amen? Amen. I just wanted to put that disclaimer out there that, you know, as a female, you know, we have different issues within our bodies that we don't actually know how serious or non-serious that they really are. So I just thank God for being a healer and for this platform to put the word out there. Go get checked out in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. So I want to thank God, my Heavenly Father. I want to thank God, my Savior. I want to thank God for the Holy Spirit. I want to thank God for his salvation. And I truly want to thank God for Pastor E and this precious platform to speak and be heard. And so, women, this is for you. And if any of the brothers have chimed in on the line to hear it, you can be encouraged. This is for the body of Christ as well. Hallelujah. I was praying about, you know, which way God wanted me to bring this message in. And many of you, if you haven't, you find out that I tend to come up with a lot of scriptures, depending on what angle, direction that God is bringing me in to speak about. If you saw my post, there's a question that was put on it, and the name of the topic is, Who are you? Who are you? So I began to write it out. I actually recorded myself saying this thing, so I tried to write out the way it came across, because I really want you guys and women to receive this information. Again, when I was going through my physicals, I had to go through a certain process to actually, in my mind, settle in my mind that I didn't just want a regular physical. You know, when you go get a job, or, you know, you're about to get hired in and they tell you to go out and get a physical, and they check the breathing, you know, your lungs, and, you know, they do your blood pressure, you know, the general, check your knee jumps out, you know, touch your toe. I didn't want a general physical like that. And it was ironic that I had mentioned to some of my clients at the salon, you know, I said, you know what, I never really had a full body physical. That's really what I desired in my heart. And God allowed me to connect with different physicians and doctors that for each and every area that I saw them for, and I still want to get other areas of my body checked, but I was like, wow, I didn't even call the physicians myself. I went to a doctor, and then they connected me to other people and specialists outside of their office, and I was just like, wow. But during those processes of actually connecting to these people and having these appointments, I've came across some people that were either in the staff or, you know, people on the other line. And you know, I felt like I was going through the ringer on some parts of these processes, because maybe the person on the other line was unlearned. They were new. They, you know, sometimes people treat their job like, you know, it's no big deal, because then I really realized the person on the other line, to them, it's a big deal. And, they, you know, you tend to go all through all these different changes, and just to get the answer of, You know, where do I go next? What's the next thing? My God. And the idea is you want the preferred result to be once, you know, if whatever you have to have done, you really want to have it done, but you really want to let the end of result be that you're better, that, you know, that whatever the issue was, it got taken care of. And so the message here tonight about who are you is coming from another process pertaining to us as children of God, daughters of God, people of God. Who are you? And so this is the way it's going to come across tonight. Say, if you will, with me, the process. The process. The process is going to cost you something. I know you're used to people telling you to tell your neighbor this or that, but what I want you to do is to tell your own self tonight that it's going to cost me something in the process. What I had to do when I was in the process of going through these phone calls was I had to control and be careful of my attitude. I had to be careful of the vibe I was sending off because of the frustration that they were, you know, lollygagging and not getting, you know, connecting me to the right person. I mean, I tell you the truth. Oh, my God. On some calls, I felt like I was going on a roller coaster ride. On some calls, they got me through, and I was right where I needed to be. And so I had to deal with the mood I was feeling. You know, and the process that I'm talking about is I've come to you about the process of becoming more like Jesus the Christ. We say Jesus Christ, like Christ is his last name, but Jesus Christ is the anointed one. So what I'm trying to tell you is that Jesus is the motive and intention of God's very heart. It is God's will that we believers be conformed and converted and transformed into the image of God's Son, Jesus Christ. The process that I'm talking about is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I know you've heard it. You've been in the church for so long, and you've heard it so many times. Yes. If you could be honest and raise your hand. But how many of you can testify that you're in the process right now? It may not be about anything within your body physically or anything emotionally or mentally, but whatever process that you find yourself in, the idea is that one thing I can tell you tonight, that if you want to make heaven your eternal home, you have to let yourself be reminded that you must go through the process, the transforming, converting process of being saved. The process. The flesh does not want to hear you say that word, because you'll find out who you are and you will find out who you are not. And so the question and the motive of saying who are you is a golden question, because we were born in sin and we were shaped in iniquity. And then there's a story about Jeremiah the prophet, how he went down to the potter's house, and there he saw a potter taking a piece of clay and forming it with his hands. And there he found that there was something in it. Can you say discrepancies? Can you say idiosyncrasies? Can you say there's a problem inside of me? God knows what is in us. And so God, by his divine understanding, takes us through the process. We don't have to point the finger at our neighbor. We don't have to point the finger at anybody, but my God, do we know who we are? Who are you? The question is really coming at an angle of checking our self-introspection. Are you gullible or naive? Are you rude or are you bossy? Are you a public or a private gossiper? Or do you practice using your words to build up and not to tear down? Who are you? Are you people that say you are the people of God? Or are you who people think that you are? My God. Or are you pressing toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus? Are you a follower of Jesus Christ? Are you comfortable being a parrot? People like to say, because people like to quote God's word, but are they emulating, my God, the nature and the behavior, oh God, that Jesus, our perfect example, has set for us? Hallelujah. Jesus died, and when he gave his life for us, he did it, my God, so that we can have hope, that we won't be like a scribe or a Pharisee or a Sadducee or a high priest. What's next? Who are you? Tonight's question is not to provoke argument. But the question, who we are, is what we need to know, and who we are not. Are you born again by God's mighty power? Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? Are you dying daily to your self-will? Or are you crucible in rebellion and defiance, obstinance and disobedience. Who are you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The process. We're going to find that out, that very truth. We're going to find out that we're impatient. We're going to find out in the process that we are gullible in areas of our lives and naive, unknowing things that we should know. The thing of it is, are we going to find out, my God, that we don't know it all? That we are undone? Let's take a walk to the book of John to find out about a man named Thomas who, when he found that Jesus had rose again from the dead, and he didn't believe. We're going to go over here to John chapter 20. Verse 24, 25 says, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. So we find out together that this scripture is saying that Thomas was known, my God, of his initial unbelief, and he is known today by many as Doubting Thomas. Hallelujah. Thomas found out something about himself, that he was a doubter, but he knew the truth, that he was talking to the risen Savior. And as we read it in verse 26, it says, and after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Hallelujah. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and have believed. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people that don't really know you. You know, when I went to these doctors, you know, I didn't know them. They didn't know me. Whenever you go to a different doctor, you have to re-sign. You have to sign up a waiver and everything in their clinic or in their practice. And, you know, if you were not kind to a previous doctor, you're not giving the new doctor a fair chance because the other doctor frustrated you or the staff frustrated you. You know, you have to not let these things get to you so that when God is taking you through these processes, you can grow and go on to the next thing. Now, this is the funny thing. The doctor, the OBGYN that I was referred to from the beginning, insurance didn't clear them right away. So they had to rush me to another one, and that staff and that whole dynamic was just all wrong. It was all wrong. But I was more anxious because I wanted to be seen because, you know, the emergency room made it seem like it was just that urgent. Go see. You got to be seen in 2 days. Come to find out, it all wrapped right back around to the OBGYN that I needed to see, and she said that the blood work was fine. So the idea is that It doesn't do you any good to really take yourself through these unnecessary processes of aggravation. I get it. We're human. We feel it. But we have to learn to allow God to take us through these processes. Because at the end of the day, the Bible does tell us that for we know all things work together for the good of them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose. Somehow, I don't know how God's going to do it, but it's all going to work for our good. The frustration, the false accusation, the misunderstanding. These things, they frustrate us. They upset us. I'm telling you, they weren't even the clinic. That wasn't even the practice that God wanted me to go to, and I was getting frustrated. I mean, my side was hurting. I said, Lord, these people are getting on my last nerve. But the idea was that it had me frustrated. But as soon as God sent me, rerouted me right back to where I was supposed to go, I tell you, I had to just rest. I had to relax and know that God had already taken care of it. Hallelujah. It was already done. Hallelujah. Can we rejoice in God? Hallelujah. Can we give him a thank you, Jesus? Hallelujah. That even though we're going through the process, my God, the outcome is already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scripture said, I wish above all things that you prosper and that you be in health, even as your soul prospers. God doesn't want, my God, us to be physically fit and healthy. He wants our soul to prosper. He wants our mind to prosper, our emotions, our character. He wants the inner man healed. Hallelujah. My God from glory. And I thank God I didn't get so frustrated that I went to the place I was supposed to be and that, you know, they might not have wanted to see me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're there to see you when you come in there, you know. So we don't want, my God, to not have a, we don't want to have a misrepresentation of the blessings of God. See, he's trying to get us to a place where there has been prophesied. People say, oh, you know, they want a prophet to tell them, you know, you're going to get houses and lands, and then they'll call a prophet a false prophet if they talk about money, houses, and lands. But see, God wants to bless us with whatever it is he's already decreed and declared. But the focus is that he wants our attitude, hello somebody, to be right. And we must go through the process. We must go through the process of elimination. We must go through the process of transformation. And, you know, it sounds easy because I'm on here saying this, but you probably already told somebody else the same thing, or somebody's probably already told you the same thing, because somebody has told me in one way or another, my God, that God is trying to save our everlasting soul. He is trying to conform us into the image of Jesus Christ. We've heard it many times that all these things and the elements are going to be burnt up, my God, but only what you do for Christ will last. So we realize, my God, from glory, that there is nobody and nothing that can save us but Jesus Christ. So we might as well, what? Go through with the process. You can't fight it. You will either rebel against it or you will fall into it. The process, my God, the process. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We just want to give God a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, from glory, the process. Can you be changed in the process, or are you going to be the same? My God, when God does, my God, if he has decreed and declared money, houses, lands, whatever, in your life, and if he decides to begin to manifest that, how are you going to carry on, my God, in the wealthy place, in that process? How are you going to give God glory there if you're not giving God glory here? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You got to give him the glory. Hallelujah. And I thought about the 420 elders, the Bible says in Revelation. Let's take you there. Let's go ahead and travel over there. Revelation chapter 4, verses 8 through 11, it says, and the four beasts, my God, had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts gave glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 420 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him and that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things. And for thy pleasure, they are and were created. Let's go ahead and reroute this. They had crowns on their heads. Come on, somebody. And they were before the throne, in the throne room. Oh, Lord. But, you know, they didn't walk before God with arrogance, cockiness, pride, and conceit that they had a crown upon their heads. They're already there. Come on, somebody. We're here. They're already there. And the Bible says that they cast their crowns down and they began to worship the mighty God and say, he is worthy, my God, to receive glory and honor and power. Hallelujah, for he created all things for his glory. So if God was to give you money, houses, lands, cars, what have you in this world, my God, the process that he is trying to turn the light on and show us is, don't get high and mighty over there. Not so much if you've never ever been there before, because some people, they say, oh, you know, I've had all this stuff, and they lost it, and they got it again, or what have you. The idea is, how are you going to respond with or without whatever, money, houses, cars, and land? The idea is, are you being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ? Is your focus that you want to have, my God, eternal life with the God who is giving you life right now? Yes, the process. Jesus, he knew who he was. You know, the legion came, and Jesus was asking them, you know, what is his name? But he was like, he's telling Jesus, you're the son of David. And Jesus said, no, what is your name? And he said, legion. So the idea is, the question is, who are you? My God, the child of God. Hallelujah. One going through, misunderstood. Jesus was despised and rejected. He was a man of sorrow. He was acquainted with grief. Hallelujah. He was the carpenter's son. He was the son, my God, that was born through the Virgin Mary. Hallelujah. Who are you? Yes, I want to take it to Jesus, because Jesus is the Savior. He didn't argue with Thomas when he showed him that he was alive. that he was who he said he was. My God, from the beginning, the light, the bread of life, the redeemer, the son of God, the sent word of God, manifest in the flesh, the deliverer, the healer, the lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. That's who Jesus is. He is the Christ, the anointed one. Hallelujah. We as believers are not God, and we never will be, but through the process, its focus is that we will have the same nature of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus proclaimed those who are of his family. He said, they that do the will of my Father that sent me, they that do the will of his Father that sent him are his brother, sister, and mother. Oh, yes, Jesus Christ came down to earth, and he gave of his will and of himself to the Father. You see, God came and became flesh and dwelt among us. And through the process, we find out that Jesus, my God, was despised and rejected. The word of God declares that they overcame the devil by the blood of that lamb, Jesus, and by the word of our testimony. That same Jesus, my God, was despised. Hallelujah. He was acquainted with grief. He is the lamb, the great I am, the awesome sacrifice that went to Calvary's cross at Golgotha's hill. My God, he did this for you and for me. He did this so that we could be transformed, so that we could be converted, so that we can be sanctified. It's through the process. It's the process of humility. Humility is our answer to greatness. A lot of us want to be great, and a lot of us are full of pride and hardness and arrogance and are territorial, and we think that we have it all figured out, but the idea and focus of who we are should be is humble. Hallelujah. Humility is God's will for our greatness. Oh, yes. We read here that the elders, they bowed down. They were in a place, my God, hallelujah, where once the devil was once, but the devil has been kicked out. But they bowed down. Hallelujah. The devil wanted to exalt himself and got cast out. Look at that. So in humility, having a crown on their head, placing it at our Creator's feet. Hallelujah. We have to recognize that it's a must to be humble. It's a must to be submissive. It's a must to submit to the mighty God of Abraham and Isaac. Hallelujah. It's a must that we recognize, my God, we are in a process. Some, they don't desire to be changed, and they're stuck in that particular situation. There's many, my God, who don't realize, my God, that it's a situation where they're withholding or blocking the interest of help, of healing, of deliverance, of breakthrough. I mean, God uses us, but he wants us to realize, my God, the process is what changes us. Come on, somebody. On the inside, hallelujah. People say, I want to get to my wealthy place. I want to get to my blessed place. Well, God wants us to be wealthy and changed on the inside. To be rich toward God is of great price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you be rich toward God, being less of you and more of Jesus? I mean, you know, it's not being super spiritual or holier than thou. It's actually saying, God, hallelujah, you're taking me through a process, my God, of being uncomfortable, a process of feeling, my God, when you do feel all alone, when you feel lonely, if you don't go through the healing, delivering process, you will be stuck. You'll be stuck. In your process, there's a lot of fun things that can happen while you're in your process. I mean, yeah, people go to movies, they eat, they go to games, yes, but at the end of the day, the process is still occurring. If you recognize it, it's still occurring. And as I begin to end this thing and this message about the process, it is at the end of the day that, you know, to bow down to God, that, Lord, you're actually bringing me through this to not only just save me, but to deliver me from myself, from thinking. All these phrases that we say, you know, they sound humorous, but at the end of the day, it is a metamorphosis that God is trying to do within the human soul, the mind, the will, the emotions, that God will be glorified, how he can be magnified, in what way God can be exalted and praised and lifted up. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, in the process, the steps that had to be made. Actually, to get, I mean, anybody can say, wow, you know, God, you set it up. It's already done. The OBGYN, this particular place that I need to be, I mean, I'm telling you guys, it was so much peace. I felt the peace of God. I said, wow, Lord, I went through all those other shenanigans at the request of the clinic, but the doctor referred me to the OBGYN. referred me to where I was supposed to originally go. And insurance cleared it. After all, thank you, Jesus. But this is a twofold message because, yes, we're talking about the physical and we're talking about other processes, you know, that you all may be going through within your personality. But, you know, God is so good that he doesn't want us to be left out of the delivering process. Don't withhold it. You know, as you're hearing the message of conversion and deliverance, you know, no matter if you got a group of people around you right now listening to it or you know, if you're listening to it by yourself, you know within your own inner being that you need to change. And there's no way that you can change unless you tell God yes. Until you tell God yes, yes, hold your tongue. When you really want to blurt it out, and even if you do blurt it out, God, I don't want to speak and have this in my spirit. Deliver me. Uh-oh, you're going to go through a process. You're going to be tested. You're going to be tried. You're going to be provoked. I mean, hey, it's I'm not speaking that it's going to happen, but God is trying to take us through the process. Hallelujah. Who are you? Who are you? Can you say, I am clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ? Who am I? Can you say, I am born again by his mighty power? Who am I? Can you say, I am filled with the Holy Ghost? Who am I? Can you say that there's no more I that live, but it is Jesus Christ that's living and operating and working through me? Who am I? We are not alone, saints, but Jesus Christ is living on the inside of us, those who are the believers, those who have submitted and yielded themselves to the will of Almighty God. It is all about Jesus. It doesn't feel comfortable. It does hurt. It does feel, you know, awkward when you feel like everybody's going that way, but God is saying go that way. Hallelujah. Who are you? Does hell know your name? Does the devil know your name? Hallelujah. Do your enemies know your name? My God, let them proclaim that it's Jesus that they need to know. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a praise. We're still lifting them higher. We're still lifting them higher. My God, is anybody lame, blind, deaf, and dumb? Anybody stubborn and full of themselves? Hallelujah. Can we confess who we really are to God? Because if we can truly confess who we really are to God, then we can recognize who we are not. We can then recognize that we need God's delivering power. We can recognize that we are lacking in our growth process. Who am I? Can we declare and decree that we are bought with a price? Who am I? Can we declare and decree that we are an heir of the throne of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, that we are an heir to the kingdom? Who am I? Can we declare and decree that we are free? Hallelujah, that God wants us delivered. My God, that we will never be ever be the same again. Oh, yes, we can reflect when we used to go off on folks, when we used to respond and react to what was coming at us. Oh, we gave them a taste of their own medicine. Oh, yeah, we put folk in check. You don't know me. Who do you think you are? But people will label you and don't even know you, did not grow up with you, and then they can still grow up with you and know you from how you were and not know you in Jesus Christ. For your conversion is occurring because of the spirit and mighty power of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 And if you want to be healed, sometimes your healing is based in your forgiveness. It's there. It's this lying there dormant, ready to manifest in supernatural, miracle, divine healing. If you let go of the grudges, if you let go of the jealousy, if you let go of the hatred, if you let go of, my God, these idiosyncrasies, hallelujah. How do you know that's not the key of your healing, my God, to come forth into your body, my God, from glory? Hallelujah. Confessing your sins, repenting of your sins. Hallelujah. Oh, God, confessing and admitting, God, this is where I am. This is who I am. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a praise. Oh, yes, Lord, let's give him honor and a shout and thank God for the process. See, the process is a process of humility. This is the process of the message of who are you. Let your name be called humble. Let your name be called humble. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank God for the process of humility. Oh, hallelujah. When you feel, my God, despised and rejected, and you feel like you've been thrown under the bus. You feel like, man, they just put a label on you, and you're trying to not walk that out, but you're trying to walk out what God has decreed and declared of who you are in his eyes. Hallelujah. In his mind, and his will, and his purpose, and his plan for your life. Hallelujah. No, I didn't go in these clinics and doctor's offices and tell them, do you know I'm a child of God? Do you know I'm an evangelist? Do you know who you're talking to? I'm a prophetess. No, I didn't go there decreeing and declaring that to these people. My God, I was just like, okay. I just, you know, God will humble you. You'll sit down and wait till your number is called so they can come back in, so you can come back in that office and be seen. Yes. See, God wants to bless us, but he wants us to be right. Come on, somebody. He wants your spirit to be right. He wants your attitude to be right. How are you going to come over there to your wealthy and blessed place and know good and well that God has truly blessed you, brought you over there, and be a tyrant and be uncaring and unloving and bring old hurts and pains with you over there? Oh, no. See, God is sovereign, and he wants to deliver you now. He wants to deliver you before you get there. Some of us are already in the process of getting there, and God is trying to break off and deliver us from these things so that we don't mess up and misrepresent him there. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. See, people want the blessings. They want the prophets to prophesy to them, but their attitude is, stank, and it's just not kind. It's just so belligerent. It's just so haughty, and they just want to put you as gum in their shoe, and that we're all the children and people of God. Something is wrong with their dynamic, but God is trying to let us know, I want to take you to a place where you're not only wealthy, my God, or blessed, my God, but you have your right spirit. Hallelujah. And yes, no, not everybody is going to be millionaires. We realize that. But it's the idea that whatever it is that God wants to bless you with, his hands are filled with good. Hallelujah. God's hands are filled with good. Hallelujah. His heart towards his people are for good. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I forgive their sin and heal their land. That's some conditions we have to do. We must go through the process, not to get something that God has, my God, but to, my God, grasp that it's the nature that God wants to give us. Yes, it's something that God wants to give us, my God, that money can't buy, that things can't buy. No one else can buy it for you. Hallelujah, it's been purchased and bought and paid for on Calvary. Hallelujah, your soul, my God, the sin, my God, this debt has been paid for, my God, at Calvary. That's the message I want to give you tonight. Thank God for the process. The lines are open. If anybody wants to chime in about a process, you're welcome to chime in. If not, we can pray and just thank God that we pray that this message will be effective. And I'll just go ahead and pray until someone chimes in. Amen. God, we just thank you for this precious opportunity, Lord God. Thank you for this message. Thank you for being a God who hears prayer, who understands, my God, the things, the ailments that happen and have occurred in the flesh, in the body. God, but you are God. It is a God of healing. You are a miraculous healing God. You are a God of miracles. You are a God who your word declares he sent his word and he healed
us. Hallelujah.
Destruction, my God, there's
yes,
no
Jesus.
Weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness it is of me, saith the Lord. My God, that my body belongs to God. My God, that my body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. The everything that was once opportune because of the Adam nature has to reverse itself, my God, and go back to being, my God, an order the way God designed it to be, my God, to function properly. Hallelujah. So I pray for those on the line and those in the airways that are dealing with physical ailments, the sisters, the women, my God, are dealing with emotional problems and hang-ups, whatever's going on in the psyche and the mind. I pray for a supernatural, miracle, divine healing, my God, to penetrate through those cells and begin to make the crooked path straight, begin to make the wrong right. My God, you can right wrongs, and my God, and teach them the truth, Lord God, so that they can know, my God, it is your will for us to grow, oh God, and to, my God, develop into the children of God, the women of God, even those men that are on the line, the men of God, you decree and declare, my God,
yes,
that they become,
Jesus.
My God, be
hallelujah.
My God, of your sons and daughters in the earth, Lord God, it speaks for itself. It's your hand on our lives, Lord God. We don't have to say a word, Lord God. We see that, Lord, you are the God who said, let your light so shine that they may behold your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And when we feel like, you know, it doesn't seem like, my God, that even though our light is shining, we don't realize how bright it may be shining, Lord God. But even, you know, the enemy want to put a person, a child of God on display if they get upset, if they get out of sorts. But the idea that you're trying to teach us is where we're not and where you're taking us and what how you want to develop in us, my God, the characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit, Lord God. And not just words we could just ramble off of our mouths, God, but God, what you're trying to create and make and mold within us, my God, and Lord, that it speaks for itself, Lord God. Oh, God, that while we're resting, God, that you're healing us, while we're going through our daily work and things that you have set in our hearts and our lives to do, God, that you're doing a mighty work, oh, God. Oh, hallelujah, that the light is shining, Lord God. The Lord, you'll go before us and you'll go with us. Father God, you'll be in us, my God, in our rear guard, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that we decree and declare, Lord, that you are the Lord our God. You have bought us. You have redeemed us, my God. You have called us by our name, and you decree and declare that we are yours, oh God. You said,
hallelujah.
You said you are mine. You're mine. You're mine, Lord God. You are jealous, God. You said you're mine. So our bodies, my God, belong to you. Our lives, our spirits, it all belongs to you, God. So we're just humbled and grateful, God. How kind of a shaka. The Lord, you have taken up. You said when our mother, father forsaken, that you'll take us up. My God, they've done the best they could do, God, but you will take us up. You are the God of adoption. You're the God, a good father, a good father, a good father. Hallelujah. My God, fill up the breach, oh God, mend fences, Lord God, heal the broken, oh God, ha-ka-da-ba-sha-da-ba-ka-ta, yes, Lord Jesus, Lord, you know, oh God, hallelujah. My God, with the thoughts that we have thought in our mind, Lord God, and how even in thinking thoughts, Lord God, how the enemy or the flesh or the nature or the body, you said we're fearfully wonderfully made, can try to give symptoms of things that we think is wrong with us. My God, and it's nothing, my God. Hallelujah. So, God, we pray that you go on into those areas in the mind and begin to unlock and break off those things, my God, that have begun to, my God, go in that direction to make the body have physical reactions to it, God. Cancel it in the name of Jesus. My God, in the name of Jesus. And help us, Lord God. Oh, God, show us how to eat, Lord, properly, Lord God. Show us how to, oh, God, how to get our rest, oh, God, our physical exercise, Lord Jesus. Just you are the God who is concerned about the total being, Lord God. Hallelujah. So, God, we just worship you, God. We commit this radio program to your hands, Lord Jesus. We don't take it lightly, God. Ah, continue to purge us and refine us, oh, God, as silver. Continue to wash us. Continue to cleanse us. Continue to do the things that, as God guiding us, that you can do. Hallelujah. Because you are God, and there is none else. Who else can we turn to? There's nobody else, my God, that loves us like you. There's nobody else who understands or gets us like you do. Hallelujah, my God, from glory. So we worship you right now. We thank you for being the light of our lives. We thank you for being, my God, hallelujah, the living, active agent that's changing us. My God, by your mighty power. Ha, we just thank you, Karabasha, for the God connections, hallelujah, that you're putting in our lives, God, because you are the God who sets the crooked straight, and you're the God, hallelujah, we continue to yield ourselves, we rebuke, oh God, ourselves when we've been stubborn and obstinate, Lord God, and resistant to truth, my God, but help us, Lord God, you are our shepherd, shepherd us, Father, shepherd us, hallelujah. You're the God, hallelujah, who corrects us. Hallelujah. You're the God who comforts us. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. So we just say yes. Hallelujah. And with the yes, Lord, help us, Lord, as you're compelling us to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And do it, Father God, with the right spirit, with the right intention, Lord, with the right motive, oh, God. Hallelujah. We have not arrived, but God, as you're pressing us forward, oh God, into, my God, your plan for our lives, your preferred, desired plans and purposes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's where we are pressing into. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Anybody want to chime in? You're welcome to chime in.
Amen. Amen. The lines are open. If you have a response, Woman Speak Now comment, please get involved right now. Dial 1 on your keypad. We're going to bring you in. Area code 980, last 4, 0772. You're live right now with Minister Charlene, Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Her word, that process. Woo! She preached that because I'm definitely going through a process. in Concord, North Carolina. I'm really dealing with this. I don't like it here, and I'm just asking God, like, please help me, because it is a process. And everything she said is just, I know it was God, and I know it's on point. So she right about that process. It's a work. God has a work in us to do, but he's shaping motives for his glory. It's all for him. Everything we go through, everything we deal with, is all for him. And I just thank God for her. I thank the Lord. He's using her in ministry like that. Awesome, awesome. I thank the Lord who he is. Yahweh, just awesome. Just, you know, if it wasn't for him, a lot of situations, even five kids, raising them by myself, I've seen miracles after miracles. He is a true husband, father. Everything I need wrapped up in one. Everything. I mean, I have seen it since I got saved at Charlene's Church, North Park. I got saved in 04. And I've been rolling with the Lord ever since. Five kids, never married, raised and single. They all grown, except my boys. I got a 17-year-old, 16-year-old, and I got two grandkids. And I just, even with them, two of them in college. My daughter, she just got a sheriff interview. I mean, she get these jobs. Is the mention went from the post office. She just told me yesterday the sheriff called her. For that, I mean, it blows my mind what God even do with my kids.
Woo! Hey, look, favor ain't fair.
So
favor's not
I
fair. It's not
him.
Fair. Favor ain't fair.
yeah, see, I know that. I mean, he blows my mind for the things I've seen in my life, in my children's life. Well, my grown kids now, my daughter just got her own apartment. She works at a call center. Plus, she getting ready to graduate in May. She have an associate's degree. My other one, I have a bachelor's in about two more years. She said she's going for teaching.
Hallelujah.
So I'm just thinking, five kids, when people told me, oh, you never going to get married. Oh, ain't nobody. Oh, I mean, my babies, just the job. I mean, I ain't never, the job my oldest daughter have, when she used to work at the school, I've never seen, I've never done that. Now from that to sheriff, I mean, God just be blessing them and blessing them. So actually, it was a blessing to have five kids when people thought it was a curse.
Oh, Jesus.
They thought it was a curse. But God, every time my daughter get money, they sit there. My daughter just got a check for, what was it, a couple $1,000. Matter of fact, she handed me $3,000 or something. That was last year.
Yeah.
So they all, all these kids is blessing.
God can turn it around for good.
That's what he done in my life. So I just thank and praise him for that.
Hallelujah.
And it's been without a man, without a husband. No, never been married. But I feel married to the Lord. You can't tell in my life. Even some of my friends done walked out. Done hurt me. They so jealous. Why are you jealous when God is no respecter? If he done it for me, he'll do it for
he'll
you.
It.
Why are you jealous of me? Married and got a husband, all that, but jealous of me. Somebody who's single. Five. Why are you jealous of me? Some of them don't even
my
call
God.
Me no more. Don't even call me.
They ain't supposed to. They're not supposed
to.
See, we got to know. God takes away those that he wants away.
I know.
Yeah, hallelujah.
What can I do? I just move on. That's what I do. I just
amen.
Move on.
Hallelujah.
But I thank Charlene for that awesome word. That process, because I'm definitely going through that. But it's all for God's good and God's glory.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. God bless you, my sister. Thank you for joining in the conversation. Believe me, every Thursday, Women Speak Now is every Thursday, different hostesses. But we always are looking for voices that want to talk and want to speak. Don't hang up. We're going to keep you in the conversation. I'm going to mute you because I see you have some other background, but I don't hang up because I'm going to bring you back in when after our next guest. Minister Terry, good evening and welcome to Women Speak Now with Minister Charlene. Women
good
speak
evening,
now,
family.
When?
Good evening.
Now.
Hey, amen. Good evening, beautiful woman, I tell you. I'm enjoying the process, you know. And it is a process, and you know the process. It I had to just call on Jesus this evening. I was on Facebook and seen one of the sisters that's normally on the network with us three. She was called home, Jennifer.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, she was called home, you know, and it just, you know, it's a process, and I just had to just pray and pray to the Heavenly Father because, you know, I hadn't talked to her in a bit, you know, and, you know, my spirit just wasn't, something's going on because it's not like Jennifer's phone to fill up or something
that. Can I kind of step in right here for a second?
Yes, Pastor.
Heavenly Father God, we thank you. We thank you for our sister that you have received. We thank you, Lord, that she is now in a position that she can sow into us spiritually. We thank you for every trial, every situation that you brought her out of, that now you have received her into your bosom. Oh, we thank you, Heavenly Father God, that there is no pain, that there is no doubt. But, Lord, we pray for the family right now, that for the abuser, for the ones that have been abused. We pray for her children. We pray for her siblings. We pray for everyone right now that your peace be abound in them right now. Lord, we know all of this situation. We know all of this of the things that have happened in the earthly realm. We're asking for a spiritual atmosphere to drop down on earth right now. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus over this situation. We ask for your glory to be magnified through the testimonies that have been heard here on this network on how no matter what has been done to you in the earth, you know that God is waiting for us with open arms. So, Lord, we thank you for receiving her. We know she is one of your angels. We know she is one of your chosen. But we thank you, Lord, that now we have another, go through. Oh, hallelujah. I know she is watching over our ministry. I know she is watching over her family. I know she is watching over this network. Oh, my God. I know she's watching over me. So I thank you for putting her in a position where no more pain, no more anger, no more hate, no more animosity, but the peace and the joy that resides in you. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Oh, this is celebration time for Jennifer.
Hallelujah.
Celebration time.
Yes, Lord.
For Jennifer. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Somebody say with me, say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. 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 Ooh, in the mighty name, we glorify you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Amen.
That to be absent from the body is to be present with you. Oh, my God, I'm so envious. I'm so jealous. But, Lord, I'll continue to do your work until you call me home. And I'm waiting for the day that you say, come on home, son.
Magnify you, Jesus.
Good and faithful servant, job well done. But until then, I'll continue to preach your word. I'll continue to tell somebody that you're for them and not me. I'll continue to glorify, lift you up, and magnify you even in the midst of my mess. Because you are God, and you are God alone. You are God separated. God, you can't be contaminated. But Lord, take away the contamination out of us that we can be found pleasing in your sight tonight.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Minister Terry, I need the connection. I need the information. Even if we got to go to Arizona, wherever they're going to be doing this, we want to be a part of this. Please, do that for the ministry, that we stay connected.
Amen. Will do. Amen, family. Love you
all,
family.
We might have to take a road trip. Y'all ready for a road trip? California road trip from California to Arizona?
Yay.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
I love you, beautiful
sister.
Oh,
yeah, we'll stop by San Diego. Yes, we'll stop by San Diego and go the long way just to pick you up to sign up.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Okay.
Come on, anybody else that would love to get involved in the conversation, Women Speak Now and Be Heard. And I know, yes, I am a male, but I am family and covenant with you guys also. But we want to hear others. The purpose of this broadcast, when it says women speak now and be heard, we want to hear from you guys. Something that you think is unorthodox for a church, dial one. You out there saying, I've been wanting to say this all my life, dial one. You may need, there's something you need an answer to that you just ain't scared to ask the normal people. Please dial one here. And if you don't want to ask us out loud, we have a green room where we'll take you private and you can ask those questions and you can be heard through me, through Minister Charlene, through Minister Terry, and any other of our covenant partners here on the Now Network. Dial one.
Go. Yes, Lord.
And don't be scared. No, I'm just saying. And this is the opportunity. Well, no one else is getting involved. I want to bring the young lady that was on board with us earlier. We have Minister Charlene to go ahead and take back over Women Speak Now. You have Minister Terry, and I forgot her name, but the first young lady that was on, her mic is live right now. Any closing remarks?
Oh, just, you know, it just know that it doesn't feel comfortable being in the process. I can attest to that. It feels aggravating.
No, it does.
I'm just saying, you know, at times. But God understands, and I just thank God that even with me going through those processes that I went through, how at times they were aggravating and frustrating, but God allowed me to rest myself and rest in Him, that He's got all those bases covered. God has all those bases covered, and once I got that in my spirit, that's the thing that just got me so compassionate with mentioning it tonight. Once it got into my spirit, I began to lay down and rest my body and just trust God that He is fighting for my good. He is moving mountains. He is changing the situation around for His glory and for my good. That even though I'm going through the process, the outcome, the end of the thing is peace. The end of the thing is peace. So I just had to remind myself, don't fight against the process. That's a normal reaction I used to have, and I had. But through this process, my God, going through these physicals and everything, I realized that God was trying to let me just, you know, you're going to get right where you need to be. You're going to get right where you need to be with the sound mind, with that sense of relief, that sigh of relief, that rest, that contentment. I didn't have to go through the battle axe. I didn't have to go through the battlement of trying to get people to get me that I needed to get where I needed to be. God already was going to take care of it. I just needed to relax. So I just want to just encourage you, relax and let God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And let Jesus take
and
the
let
will.
God.
Let God take the will in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Yes.
Minister Terry.
Amen. Amen, family. I just say all the glory to God, and I thank you, Minister Charlene, for a beautiful word you brought tonight. And I know Pastor E and the other minister I heard earlier, that Jennifer is glorified. And like you said, absent from the body is present with the Lord, so we know. But, like, call on in Jesus, any time and through all any process you're going through. And Minister Charlene, I really appreciate what you said, too, about women, because there's a lot of things too. Being as women, we have so many things to do that we cannot neglect our physical body. So glory be to God and through our process. Amen. Love you all.
Amen.
Amen. Love you too, sis.
Thank you, Lord. I just thank God. Awesome word. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Young lady with the five children, what is your first name?
It's Connie.
Connie, any closing remarks from you? I want to get connected with you, and I know you're connected to Minister, Evangelist, Prophetess Charlene. I want us to get connected, but anything you would say What if someone said to you, what would you tell the world? I want to give you that opportunity to share.
Even with, it's
2 minutes.
Much.
In 2 minutes, what would you tell young ladies?
I would tell
that
them
got caught in situations that they now have children by themselves. You got a ministry on you about this.
I know.
That now
you
can say to them.
I would let them know to wait on God. God taught me patience. I used to be in a rush. I want this. I want to be married. I want. He said, slow your road. You got to learn me first, and you got to learn his way of perception. We have to learn him, his ways, him, everything. And then he, as we learn in him and trust in him, you'll start seeing the blessings. But he don't give it all to us at once because we can't handle it. He's patient with us.
Yes.
He don't want to destroy us. He's trying to build our character.
Won't put more than you can handle.
Ooh.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Will never put more on
you
than you can ever handle.
Yes. 5 kids was a lot. Like, a lot.
Ooh, I bet.
But I cannot even say, it's like we slid through the struggles. That's what I feel. Like, I'm like, what happened? I look at like, how did this happen? We should have been down, and the kids should have been taken from me. So it'd be sometimes I don't even have no money. But God has sent somebody to give me some. I mean, I have seen thousands of dollars in my life.
Yeah.
My God.
And I don't really talk on that because I don't want to, like, you know, hurt nobody or make
That's
nobody
irrelevant
mad.
Because it's irrelevant. I like you say that you don't want to talk about that because it's irrelevant. We don't have to talk about the things that have been seen, but the things
right.
that are unseen.
Right.
I'm more focused on the unseen. You can always have results in the seen, but the unseen means that's me personally with God.
Boy,
and I'm grateful for you. I want to talk to you offline. And I'm gonna get in touch with Mr. Charlene because there's a ministry and a broadcast about you, how you can help some folks out here. Because I'm on the West Coast. We minister mostly in Los Angeles, Compton, Long Beach, Southern California, but we're national. But there are so many young ladies that I've ministered to that have multiple kids,
wow.
and they're still trying to juggle it because there's multiple baby daddies.
Yeah,
and,
it's me.
Ain't nothing wrong with that because, you know, but they need to know ain't nothing wrong with that because you only did what you knew how to do.
Yeah.
But when you learn to do the right thing, you
yes.
know how to stop doing what
yes.
you what
yes.
was damaging
yes.
before and now move forward,
move.
Oh, my God, to a place that is acceptable
yes.
to God.
I trust God. I don't let people I don't deal with me. I know Charlie was saying, have you seen? No, I don't see anybody. Because I don't go out. I live by Charlotte. It's been a lot of shootings and killings in Charlotte. My daughter, for one, was almost attacked. She had a boyfriend, and this boy, I seen in the spirit, he was psycho. But she's the type you can't tell her anything. So
come on now. Wait. Can I ask one question? I just want to ask one question. When you were 16, could they tell you anything? Damn.
No.
So we're going to talk about that offline, please, Minister Charlene, get us connected because I want to bring her on the network. I really believe that there is a ear to hear her ministry on how you can really manage your situation.
Amen.
We got 3 minutes left, and I have a couple of things that I do want to really, really hone in on because – You started something here. First of all, I want to, Minister Charlene, I didn't mute you because of the simple fact that God says it's time for you to be acknowledged. We want to do something that we always do here on the network, and we want to open up the portion room. Now, the portion room for anyone who is new here is nothing. We're not asking for no money, and we ain't asking for you to travel or nothing. We're asking you to sow into the portion room, which you you know, what you have left over. And most people don't understand that when God is blessing you, he says exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or ask. There's some stuff that's left over that we just let go into the other, over to our neighbors and the people that are next to us. They be getting blessed. You be like, but they curse all the time. Well, that's the remnant of your blessings. We're asking you to give those remnant into the portion room. And the portion room doesn't designate anybody particular. We give it to God, and we say, God, let me be the first one. Heavenly Father God, I know you blessed me until this second right now, but anything abundant, what you're about to do for me, I give it away freely. I ask you to receive it into the portion room, healing, transformation, peace, love, just your presence I give right now into the portion room. I know my other covenant partners are already depositing. But tonight, I'm going to ask you, Minister Charlene, to jump in.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Lord, oh, Jesus. And when I say jump, I mean jump now. God is ready to receive you and cleanse your whole body.
Thank you, Jesus.
From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, you are going to be renewed. Just jump. On the count of three, and I don't even have to open the lines because I know I got my other covenant partners out there saying, jump now, jump now, jump now. But 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, jump.
Glory.
Now. Oh, my God. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that we can stand with our sister. Thank you, Heavenly Father God, that we can pray for our sister. Thank you, Heavenly Father God, that we can stand in a gap for our sister.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God.
Anything she needs support on, here I am.
Father, thank you, Jesus.
Put me on assignment. Put me on assignment. Put me on assignment, Heavenly Father God, and I am here to do your will.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I magnify your name, God. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Now is the time for you to come out the portion room. Come on out.
Thank you. Glory.
Come on, help me, Mr. Terry. Help me get her out. Here. Oh,
thank
we
you,
lifted
Jesus.
You out. Oh,
amen.
Come on out. Come on out. Come on out.
Yes,
come on, because you're new now. You're new now. You're something Jesus. Never, ever been done before.
Thank you, Jesus.
No physical report.
Hallelujah.
No physical diagnostic. No physical doctor's advice. But you are new by the doctor of doctors, the nurses of nurses. The technicians of technicians. His name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Say it one time. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Be healed.
Jesus, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Family, thank you so much for joining us tonight for this dynamic broadcast. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But most important, this you got to know this. You are beautifully made by God. Take away any negativity and know you are called. Take away any negativity and know you are purposed. Take away any negativity and know you are beautifully made by him. Your name is miracle. Your name is transformation. Your name is renewed. But when you become renewed, you now become new in Christ. Old things passed away, but behold, all things. How many? All things. How many? All things. How many? All things have become new. You better start acting like it.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.